got perspective, we got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, tonight.
And welcome to episode 238 of Geek Grills, the Geek Grills podcast supported primarily by our patrons. You can find us at patreon.com/grills. I'm Linda, and I'm joined by my co-host, Ember.
Hello, hello, hello.
And Ray. Try again, Ray. There we go. Sorry.
That's okay. Discord. You know what? I we'll take a pause and I will tell Ray to go into your voice settings and shut off, what's it called?
Is it push to talk?
No.
Oh, I don't
have you kind of want that. Shut off the noise suppression. I've had a few streamers run into exactly that same problem, and it's the noise suppression doing something stupid. So that might fix us.
Oh, good.
I might leave this in for anyone who needs it.
Yeah.
Freaking noise suppression.
Because we've been going through this for a little while, and then I was watching other podcasters have the same problem.
Well.
Yep, it's off.
Okay.
Hooray. We'll see what happens. All right. So, for your edification, if you're having that problem, turn off noise suppression in Discord. Anyway, learn something new every day. So, today's topic, we're going to be talking about the Supreme Court, a little bit of history, a little bit of ranting. We'll have it all.
Doom scrolling, so, now on Twitch.
I don't wanna. So, what have y'all been up to? Who would like to go first? Ember?
Sure. Well, I've been playing Children of Morta. It's something that we reviewed and talked about on... Well, not reviewed. We talked about on Part-Time Gamers last week. And it's the cool thing about it is it has couch co-op. Even though it's kind of like a rogue elements, but a dungeon crawler type thing. But it has really good story. And so Rob and I started playing together to check it out, and we've been just playing every night a little bit before bed instead of watching TV. So I've really, really been enjoying like a game we can play together again, and the Xbox. And I started playing Turmoil, which we're going to talk about on Part-Time Gamers next week. It's kind of chorecore. It's oil drilling. But it's free on mobile. So I'm trying the mobile one out.
It's really cute, though. Like, the art style is really neat.
Yeah.
I've seen it played by streamers. So.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm just getting into it. I started my first campaign today. The art in Morta, by the way, wow, is really, really awesome. It's bit art, but a lot of it is actually hand-drawn. So there's, like, complex animations you're not used to seeing in that kind of 2D, highly pixelated stuff. What else? I might talk Part-Time Gamers into doing a dating sim after Ray talked about them so much, and I went ahead and one of the few games I've ever finished, Boyfriend Dungeon got to that, and my co-hosts are two guys, and I was like, they're never going to go for it, but I was like, you know, maybe, and it's a whole genre, right? So... I want to try and get them to play one of those. So Ray can help me. We'll talk after the show, maybe, and find one for me to put on the PTG list. Because I also took a note from Glitter Dice and got them to roll on our list to decide what game we're going to cover.
Yay!
I was like, oh, there just happened to be 20 games on this list. I have a way we can decide.
I'll clarify, most of the dating sims I've played have been the weirder ones on purpose. So it's not a lot of canon and a lot more Doki Doki.
They would probably go for Doki Doki, actually.
Oh my god, Doki Doki would be such a flip if they haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, if they've never played or seen it, it starts out normal.
Okay. I don't even know what you're talking about, so that could certainly at least be interesting for all involved.
Yeah, just write it down. Doki Doki Literature Club.
Do mind the warning.
Yes.
Okay.
There is a warning.
We'll talk about that after the show.
Yeah, we'll talk about later.
I need a lot of information to dig into that. I'll be traveling to New York next week. My son ended up actually flying to California today to go through his deceased father's stuff and then drive back across the country with his fiance. So that's going to take so long that I probably won't
road
leave.
Trip.
Yeah, so I probably won't be able to leave here until the 27th after our next show to be in New York for the 30th. And yeah, so that'll be a thing. The deadline for those of you that know about it and are planning to come for the Asheville East Coast Frog Pants meetup is coming up. We have this mansion already booked. Some of us have put money down on it, but we're going to need everybody else's money by the end of July to finish paying for that. So it's the last of the sign up. You can find in other meetups channel in the Frog Pants Discord to hook up with that. It's going to be so great. We have a mansion. I'm taking karaoke equipment. There's a arcade bar we're going to go to at least. I'm hoping we'll do the comedy tour bus. And Asheville is just Asheville. Amazon Prime Day, I got a deal. I got an Apple Watch. Mine died, and then my husband got a new one, and I wear his for a while, and his died, and they were all really, really old. I think, like, first gen. But I got a brand new Series 7 for, like, $279.
Nice.
And this is an easy purchase for me to justify, though, because I got, like, a Fitbit, and it was not keeping me on track, and I really need to get on track with my fitness again and keep track of things. And I'm sorry, Apple's got it down with closing your rings. It's better at motivating me, so that's my primary purpose. What have you been up to, Ray?
Not much. Watched the season ender for Ms. Marvel, of course. Scored a new mattress on Prime Day. So I no longer have a spring in my back. Now I have a memory foam marshmallow to get used to. Right now I have a Princess and the Pea situation because I don't want to pay money to have somebody take away the old mattress unless we're doing like a bunch of move out stuff. So I just put it right on top. So it's
Ray, my love, Ray.
I don't feel it. And now Scott can get off my futon with no trouble. Because it's...
All right.
It'll be fine. It's future. It's a future problem.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
I can hear future Ray screaming at you from there.
Yeah.
Fine. Because that way, when we have to hire a junk person, it'll be worth it, because then we can fill up the junk thing as opposed to paying the cost of the mattress to take away the old mattress, which is dumb. If I'm going to spend that much renting, like, a guy to come out to load up his cart, I'm loading up that cart.
Fair.
let's see, we played some Aberrant Terrigen game, so we're all Terrigen members and Aberrant, and it's not being recorded or posted anywhere, which is actually kind of nice. So it's like, oh, I feel like I can relax a little bit more through this game, even though I'm this terrible, horrible-looking person with translucent skin, so you can see all the muscle and sinew and fat and everything. It's gross. I'd love it. She's going to be full body horror. and I don't have to worry about content warning because everybody I'm playing with already gave the content warning for, and we all have X cards. We all went over it. So I don't have to worry about, like, oh, recording for an audience. I have to... So I'm and then we are also avoiding real life in Stardew Valley because I'm mad at art because I was working on my really cute Kamala Khan as Miss Marvel piece, and she is significantly darker because this marker lied to me. Marker that you can't really... There. It's supposed to be a very... It's supposed to be, like, a step less than this one. This is like a caramel. This is supposed to be like a burnt caramel. Well, she burnt! And I'm really mad at it.
What you currently have in your mouth is art!
So
there's the appropriate tone.
Yeah.
Because digitally, I still have that. Somebody eons ago now posted a cloud of flesh, which is literally just like this collection of different flesh cut tones that you can just eyedropper to get better. Because I'm so irritated with this happening. Every time I'm like, this is going to be fine. And then as soon as I start to do that one line, I'm like, oh, no, you're way too dark even for a shadow. I can't. Fudge! I'm just irritated. So I've been farming in Stardew Valley and fishing and realizing that even though I've played for 4 years in game, I still have more stuff to do. So hooray!
Hooray.
That's the zen of game farming and fishing.
It's really relaxing, and everybody loves me. And I have a shadow boyfriend, girlfriend. I have a shadow friend, and they're awesome. What have you been up to, Linda?
Sorry, it's kitten! I have to look at the kitten first, and then...
Very tiny black kitten.
Tiny black kitten. Finally got some unpacking done. My back is feeling better. It's still got some tightness down in the lower back, but it's not nearly as bad as it was. I might actually be able to go to ATE in a couple of weeks and not orange headband, which means be non-combat. Because right now, that's what I'd have to do if it was this coming weekend, but... Maybe by next weekend I'll be okay. I might still non-combat just because I want to be careful. Mm-hmm. But that's future me's not even a problem. It's just something I have to decide in future. Let's see. I had a cookout with my parents, and by cookout I mean it was too damn hot, and we cooked everything inside. So. We had, like, burgers and all the fixings. While they were here, Mom brought me her auto harp so I can start playing it a game. Because I had an auto harp for one of my characters for ATE. But during the move before last, or last move, it broke. Because apparently somebody went over a bump too hard and the band of the thing holding the keys in just snapped. So, but I have this pretty one that my mom doesn't use anymore.
Cool.
I don't know if you can see. Look how pretty. Very pretty. And now I can find my old stuff and actually... Oh, you're out of tune. Oh, boy. Oh, buddy. That's a little better.
You know, I've been watching the original Star Trek and... that instrument Spock plays is like basically an auto harp.
Yeah, I have to tune it some more. I was going to tune it when I first got it, but I pulled my tuner out, tried to turn it on, was like, why aren't you working? Opened to look at the batteries and they were all corroded, and I was like, ah, that's why you're not working.
Yep.
So, oh, whoops, I forgot to put that away. So I have to clean the inside of my tuner where the batteries go.
Pro tip, rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
That's how I managed to revive such disasters.
Yeah, I could, I suppose, like download an app, but I have a tuner. I played music. I have a tuner. I just need to clean it. Also, I have gotten a new commission, which I haven't gotten one in a while because I did not feel like crocheting very much the past few weeks. just kind of felt like laying down and not being in pain. But it's let me see what is this creature? It is stop. Juan from Monster Camp. It's a little purple cat with a hat. It's a wizard cat.
Yes. I know exactly who Juan is. Juan is best kitty. Juan was in Monster. He's a monster. He has a more prominent role in Monster Camp, but he was also in Monster Prom Reference.
So
He's a girl.
yes.
And look, he.
Yes, he has a little cape. I know how I'm gonna make everything. I just now have to
Runs the bar in game.
now I have to dig out my purple yarn, which is in that pile somewhere next to me. So, that's basically what I've been up to. It hurts me sometimes to look around this room. It'll get there eventually.
Blinders. They'll be fine.
It'll be fine. So, with that all being caught up, we'll get into our main topic, which is the Supreme Court. Like I said, we're going to do a touch on history, and then we're going to probably rant for a while because they deserve it. So, I mean, basically, if you don't know, which I don't know where our listeners are from. Supreme Court is the highest court in the federal, like, U.S. It's the highest of highest courts, so that's where all the big cases go to. Everybody's a little, well, not everybody, but a lot of people are a little mad at it right now for what just happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was established and by the first Congress in like 1789. So pretty like one of the first things that they established when our country became a country.
And it's really unique to America in that, I mean, it was created because they were like trying to balance out power. Like there's legislative branch and the executive branch, and like that's from they took that from like English tradition, and then they decided like, well, we got to balance this out. We need something completely nonpartisan, and it's like, all right. So they created the Supreme Court, the judiciary, the whole branch of government, and I guess we'll talk about why that's what they're doing now, other than decisions we're mad at. Is a real problem for creating an imbalance.
And not everybody was on board with the generation of the Supreme Court. Like, specifically, anti-federals were very upset that they'd announced that the judicial power was basically going to lead to national tyranny. Just putting that out there. So, yeah. Also, we really just had six judges. That was it.
Yeah, it was
Much smaller.
much, it was much, much smaller. The first place that it had like held its meetings was in New York. Because I think New York and Philadelphia were the big kind of power houses back before Washington, D.C. was ever like even established.
Yeah, wasn't New York originally the capital, and then they changed it to Philadelphia, and then Washington, D.C. is where they decided to put everything to.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be its own little contained district.
Keep it from being unduly influenced.
I don't want to say they were trying to, like, isolate it, but they were trying to keep it from the other states so that it wouldn't be like, oh, all of the power is in this state, so it's going to, you know, it's going to want to be influenced by whatever is going on in that state. So they were trying their best to make it so it could have an impartial kind of place that wasn't going to be influenced by specific states. Because that was a big thing back then of anti-federalists and federalists not getting along because some people wanted the states to have all the power, some people wanted... I mean, that's even a thing now.
State rights versus central government, yeah.
Right. It's a balance that they're trying to keep and failing pretty, in some cases, a lot, in my opinion. But... they tried. I feel like that's what you could say about our government a lot, is that they tried.
It's a grand experiment, to be sure. I had somebody at a bonfire last weekend, like, do you really think democracy is a good thing? And we're like, well, relative to the alternatives? We're still working on it.
Yeah, that's the thing is with history and kind of the swaying of power is it takes a really long time for us to figure out when something works. Like, there are things that happen in, you know, today's kind of flow of history that are still being influenced by things like the French Revolution. Like, there are still things being felt from that, even though to us it's, you know, a couple hundred years behind us. There's still a, like, shockwave that is came out from it and is influencing things in the modern day. And that's the same with our, you know, the United States being a democratic, you know, republic, is we're still figuring our shit out. Country is 200 something years old. We don't know if it's still gonna work.
And the Supreme Court has worked pretty well for a long time because, I mean, the way it is set up, it's interpreting the Constitution. So even though it seems top down, and that's why federalists would be so, like, against it, because who's states' rights? But I mean, in states individually, not as many of these roles. Some justices are elected and some are appointed, and stuff doesn't get to the Supreme Court without already going through different levels up and up and up to the Supreme Court, where they just, you know, there's no other way to make this decision except to put it right up against the Constitution and have this basically panel of appointed people just make that decision. And that's where we run into some really dangerous stuff that happened in the recent decision. I think we'll probably mostly talk about Dobbs v. Jackson. That's the ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade, right?
Yeah.
So one of the biggest principles of the whole court system, and I don't know how many people are aware of this, is stare decisis. And basically it's just saying precedent rules. The same, even if you go to a local court, like if, you know, you did something, you were accused of doing something, but in there is a precedent in another case where the same circumstances existed and, excuse me, and it was dismissed, for instance, then the lawyer invokes the precedent and the judge says, okay, there's precedent that says this is the way this goes and that's how I judge it to be. And with the Supreme Court ruling recently, they just threw precedent out the window. And not just Roe v. Wade, but a whole slew of things that are based on privacy, like contraception and interracial marriage. But they also cited the whole states' rights thing, which is a whole nother can of worms, and people don't realize calling into question privacy and giving states individually rights over these things, like saying, okay, well, the Constitution doesn't actually say you have any privacy. So, holy crap, what happens to search and seizure? That's also connected there. And that this is also the first time the Supreme Court has made a ruling that took away rights from people. All this interpretation of the Constitution until now has generally played out as allowing more people rights because they didn't put women in the Constitution. They didn't put black folks in the Constitution. They didn't put, you know, specific alternate genders and all those protections don't exist in the Constitution. The right to privacy doesn't even technically exist. So, holy crap. I don't know. I think people don't understand that that's not okay. Like, you don't want to be just not have a right to do anything federally. We need to pass laws. We need to get it into the legislative branch and get these federal laws to just protect people. I mean, this whole, you know, even constitutionalists, like, you know, we the people and it secures inalienable rights. But in these cases, this whole slew of cases they tore down, it's not all people. So the court has functioned to keep giving rights to more people, and here they just ripped them right away.
Like, I'm wondering, do some of these judges even know what they were doing? Or were they just being like, this is going to do something?
Oh, I feel they did.
Sorry.
Yeah. They totally did. I mean, Alito was confusing because he was like, nothing in this opinion should be understood to cast doubt on precedents that don't concern abortion. However, then went on, like, Thomas, who is black even, went on to mention interracial marriage. He didn't mention interracial marriage in his statement, but the same legal principle for that case, Loving versus Virginia, is in other cases he did mention. He said, in future cases, we should reconsider all of this court's substantive due process precedents, including Griswold, Lawrence, and Obergefell. And those are contraception, those are same-sex marriage, and what is Lawrence? I forget what Lawrence is. But they specifically cited all these cases that had all rested on the same precedent that Roe v. Wade did and said that they should look at them. So basically threatened to tear all that down and give it to the states. We fought a civil war about this.
Yeah.
Well, Lawrence versus Texas. It was the decision ruled the sanctions of criminal punishment for those who commit sodomy. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
How do you feel about sodomy? Like, why? Like, why are we going backwards? I don't understand. I mean, I have an idea. It's just very frustrating.
And it's super frustrating. Some of these judges who voted for this that were appointed by Mango Mussolini. Why did Siri try to answer me? What in the world is it? About federal judges, United States courts. Siri is listening to us, apparently.
Good. Tell them we're mad.
Tell everyone. Take over the world. If Skynet's on our side, I'm for it. but what was I got this right. What was I even?
So basically, what they've done.
Some of these recently appointed judges went all the way through the nomination process and approval, but in their interviews specifically said, oh no, we are going to practice stare decisis. Stare decisis is the rule of the court. It always has been. We are going to support these precedents. They were asked specifically about Roe v. Wade. They were asked specifically about Dobbs Jackson. They were asked about this case. They were asked about Obergefell. And they said out loud, oh yeah, we're going to support precedent. And then didn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, I know that these, the judges are, you know, appointed for life or whatever, but I really wonder, like, there's already started being backlash. There's going to be more backlash. I don't think some of their careers are going to survive this.
Some of who?
Like,
I mean, the judges like are appointed for freaking life.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah, but this, I think this might be a step too far. There's already so much backlash, and it's only going to get more tense.
Yeah. It definitely seems that changes, that we've made changes to the Supreme Court. Like, we increased it from the original six to 8 associate justice and 1 chief justice in 1869. Kind of like the tension between the Civil War tensions are getting higher and higher, guys. So this was kind of a way to try and balance everything. So it would make sense that in this other, like, currently right now we're having a very decisive... guess the two-party system is failing, really two-party, and it's very frustrating, and it's a lot of us versus them on both sides, and it's just really, it's this something has to change.
our government was never supposed to be a two-party system. It was never supposed to be that way. It just happened. Over the course of our history, it's settled into these two parties, and it's not working, guys. It's not working.
Yeah, we have more than two parties. We have so many parties. We've got all kinds of parties, but none. It's very hard to get on the ticket. It's very hard to actually get noticed. Like, even if you try and just do an independent and not have any party connection, like,
getting it's those very difficult to happen, and cost prohibitive, and I mean that
you
whole...
have to pay to be on the ballot.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, people aren't necessarily going to remember your name when you go and there's the little write-in. That's why, like, a lot of stuff in local government just runs unopposed, because I don't know who else to write in. Who else am I gonna say should be sheriff? Sure, look, this guy's been doing it for however long, continue doing it. I don't know.
Well, and you can't even necessarily write in all places and it count. In some places, like I know here locally, you have to have a petition with a certain number of signatures for the Board of Elections to even acknowledge when your name is written there to count it. Yeah, the barriers are myriad. I've been doing this way too long. I mean, the barriers to running, too, is still very classist. And that's something that our country was set up under. People don't realize. Founding fathers were a bunch of rich guys who wanted to keep their money. It wasn't just an oversight that not everyone had equal rights for all their poetic language about doing that. And that's something that the courts and the legislative branch have been, and even the executive branch, because the court was expanded and was able to expand presidential powers for FDR to get some civil rights stuff done and some social safety net stuff to basically modify our democracy into a socialist democracy. And that's the only way, like, I think we've survived. But I'm really concerned, and I don't know. There's not a lot we can do. because it would involve constitutional changes, which is very, very hard to get through the legislative branch in order to put some of these things as amendments, either changing the number of people on the Supreme Court, changing how their appointments work, so they're either not lifetime or maybe removal is easier. I would like to see, they should be held in contempt for saying they were going to uphold precedent and then outright not. They should be able to be removed, but it's too hard because it's not in the Constitution.
Outright a lie.
Yeah.
It was outright a lie that they said there.
Honestly, I don't think anybody should have an appointment or anything for life. That seems really...
I hate career politicians. That is one thing. When this country was set up, a career politician was not something that existed. They went, they did Congress, and then they went home to their farm. And I'm like, I want that back. You can't, I do not, I wish that it was still considered a civil service. That maybe you get a tiny little bit of money, but it's not enough to live off of.
See, but there's a problem with that, Linda.
I know there's a problem with that because we have 100 and 200 years of bullshit that has piled on top of it. I'm so sick.
Okay, but the premise you're using, that it shouldn't be something that we pay for, but it should be a civil service, creates another set of problems. Because, for instance, to run for state legislature or state house, like I am right now, actually, it's not a livable wage by any means. People think politicians get into it for life and it's all this money, but it's not. Those people get, I think, let me see, North Carolina State House gets $20,000, $22,000 a year salary. Plus some per diems. That is a barrier to entry for common folks. That's why only rich, white, old money, old people have these offices. You have to be independently wealthy to viably run for office and have any kind of living out of it and truly dedicate yourself to the civil service and try to do things for your local community. It's a huge barrier to entry.
That's something I learned. I did not know that.
And it keeps our politicians, you wonder why they're so bought and paid for. They should have to wear sponsor shirts with the corporations that give them money, right? I think it was Ted Budd. The other day, one of the local congressional representatives took money from I just read this article today, but he took money from a corporation, then this the next day voted against a thing in their interest. That kind of thing happening all the time, them all being bought by the NRA with campaign donations and funding their campaigns. If we gave them a decent salary, and if we actually forbade that kind of shadowy money, and if we set limits on you can only raise this much at all, like they do in some other countries, like you can raise money from this state to this state and only this much, and this is how much everyone gets to run on, or for that matter, take it out of our tax money, you check off that give politics a dollar, and each candidate gets X amount of dollars to spend, and then it's just a fair fight instead of all being commercialized and unduly influenced by money.
It somehow made it worse.
maybe if there was some sort of universal income so that everybody just had enough to live and pay the bills and feel supportive enough to then proceed and get into politics and make changes that they want or go after career choices that they're passionate about rather than having to slave for the manager or the district manager or whoever corporation owns you.
What countries have done that now? Is that Finland?
Or UBI?
I think so. Norway.
Let's be like Norway, everyone.
But I don't know. This whole right to privacy thing is a whole Pandora's box, and I'm surprised to not be hearing more from the right about it, because, I mean, I feel like I don't know if they're going to go after gay marriage first or they're going to go after contraception first, but people just think they're not going to go after contraception. But it was literally based on, what are we going to do? Go search their bedroom? That's sacred. And undoing mm-hmm. that kind of privacy, people are worried about internet privacy, right? And
yeah.
And told us the Constitution doesn't protect your privacy at all. You're on your own. And these crazy conspiracy theorists aren't even mad about that. Like, what is it going to take to affect them?
It's like, guys, your guns are on the list. They will come for your guns.
Yeah.
It's like,
eventually, only the right people will have guns. And you might think that's you, but it's probably not.
Yeah, I mean, it does
but
seem
this,
to follow.
This is why I think, and maybe this is just me being optimistic, this is why I think there's going to be the pendulum swing back in the other direction, the correct direction, forward, into the future.
What current President Biden has called for in that respect is like pass federal laws. We need to just pass laws about this. We need to stop leaving stuff like this to the Supreme Court. There should be some federal protections. The Equal Rights Amendment, I mean, holy crap. How long have we been working on that? It still hasn't passed. They just passed little bits and pieces of it, and people think it's not on the table anymore. But women still don't have these rights. And trans folks aren't even included in the ERA. That's needed to be updated. I've been talking to people for, like 15 years about trying to get them to include that, but they can't get it all passed already. Why would they include more? And they keep putting it off. But protecting abortion rights and health rights and contraceptive rights. I mean, I went and bought some Plan B to help people in my community have it on hand, but how long before they just say you can't buy it anymore? The FDA is rushing to approve it over the counter. In the meantime, mm-hmm. we need to just pass some federal laws to get this, codified, and not keep leaving it up to an archaic document that's really only meant to cover some basic shit. Like, it's too hard to change that, so we need to pass some laws. And the states is too messy. Some laws, like some states are passing super restrictive, heinous things, and end up made. There is a woman who just had to carry her dead infant for like weeks.
Because
technically it's an abortion to do anything about it. And then other states are passing it the other direction to make things freer or just codifying that, like, yes, you still have abortion rights here. But if a state's going to have that bounty shit like they do in Texas, then what? Then you're going to jail for 15 years because you went out of state? And soon they're going to be doing it, what? And your marriage is all of a sudden not going to be recognized in the state you live in anymore?
Yeah, look. Guys, states' laws they can be trusted, but some of them can't be trusted, okay? There is a law in Georgia that it's illegal to keep a donkey in a bathtub. All right?
Well, and so, the thing is, it's about reciprocity, right? Like, even when you move and then you have to get a new driver's license, and some states are like, okay, you already have one, we'll give you one. That's one of those things we should freaking federalize. Like, if you're married and you move to another state, you shouldn't have to, like, get married again and start over. Can we just respect some basic human rights, or we already did this? Like, oh my God, we just had a chatter. Sean said, in Michigan, a husband owns his wife's hair.
Yeah.
In South Carolina, you can marry your first cousin.
Yay, South Carolina.
Because, I don't know, screw science. I mean, there are some basic human rights, and some of these cases that are being brought up now, I mean, segregation, contraception, like enforcing forced birth because it's your own morality is wrong. This is a basic human right, And right. another thing Biden did, which I love, is he took a bunch of laws that are on the books, health and human services laws, and put out executive orders to just like, you enforce all this shit right now. These laws already exist. And I think it took a lot of people by surprise. Like, they didn't realize with all their sneaky getting this shit up there in the courts to get it ruled on again, they didn't realize how much protection is already built into Health and Human Services. So as long as it's funded and put forth by executive orders, but we still need to pass a damn law, because when the executive orders run out, whoever the president is can just say, yeah, but we're not going to fund that part of that department anymore. Which is how we've lost a lot of things over the years. They just, we don't fund that anymore. Like the research by Health and Human Services into shit like school shootings and gun death. They didn't change the law so they couldn't. And that's how it's usually reported. Like, oh, the CIA and the FBI can't look at it because they can't get the data about gun violence because they're not allowed to research it. No, what they did was they actually cut the exact dollar amount of funding from that department so they couldn't do the research.
Oh, kind of like they did with pandemic research, right? Because we're never going to have a pandemic.
Yeah. We don't need to prepare for that. But, yeah.
So
I wish it did pay better. I mean, it's...
Like I said, I had no idea. I had no idea that it was such a shit pay. I actually thought it was opposite of that.
Yeah, and every time they try to get a raise, everyone thinks, oh my God, they're just trying to give themselves a raise.
I'm not the only one who thinks that. Mm-mm. So, civics class was very difficult. I had like one civics class in high school, where they tried to teach us about, like, laws and I don't remember it. That tells you how effective it was.
I mean, it was high school. That was decades ago. One civics course in high school, and then, like, we specifically had a Georgia history thing in, like, middle school. At least when I went. And, God, that's so long ago. I kind of remember my college course slightly more. Slightly. And that's because my college professor worked as a page in the Georgia... I can't even think.
I learned more...
The gold dome. It's stupid, and we should just... Why is it gold? It's a waste of money.
I learned more in my first, like, 6 months of just volunteering and showing up at party meetings about how the entire government works than I ever learned in school. Like, the nuts and bolts are quite a thing. Like, term limits, that's, you know, kind of touches on what Linda was saying. Like, you wish there were term limits, seems to be in that category of things, right? So they don't just career out of it. And that's true. When it's old money and a recognizable name, that's who people are going to vote for on the ballot because they just don't know any better and it's easy. But it's usually old money and then there's no term limit to stop that. But, like, we didn't have those to begin with. George Washington was asked to run for president again, and he just said he said no. And people cite this when term limits are talked about because he said, no, I don't want to do that. We should not continue to run over and over again, because then we'll end up acting like a king.
Yep.
Put yourself on the block.
Good old G. Washington.
On the other hand, getting people to run.
They did 3 terms.
Yeah. And getting people to run, though, is hard. People don't want the civil service, or they can't afford to do it. Like, I'm running now, and it's because the party just needed to put somebody on the ballot to keep the Republican from just, if no one was running against him, he could just give his money to some other candidate. They can just give it away and put it in the war chest and, you know, threaten another district that they don't even live in with overturning it. And so it was like, okay, well, I'll step up and put my, you know, I got $125. I'll file. So You know, I'll go, boo, you know. I can't win in that district, but I can scare him into, like, at least holding on to his damn money and keeping it in his district.
Okay. We could probably rant for much longer.
Yes.
Maybe we'll do another episode about just governmental stuff, other parts of it.
Yes, but in the meantime, the Supreme Court, yes, it's important, but it's broken.
But terrible choking noise. So if you have, you know, things to add, parts of the government you want us to talk about or rant about, you can always email us at geekgrills@gmail.com. You can tweet us at geekgrills. You know, do a keyboard smash. We'll we'll respond. So, what are y'all most anticipating coming up? About you, Ember.
With any luck, zipping down to Greenville sometime in the next couple of days. My girlfriend Tony she was stuck in Charlotte right now, trying to get to Greenville because airports are a problem, and. She's going to be in Greenville, South Carolina, so it's only a couple hours away, so hopefully zipping down to visit with her on her little work trip for a day. And I also need to get around to watching the Sarah Felix's tiara building tutorial, because I'm expecting all the kits to arrive next week, and the shower is August 7th, and I need to walk everyone through making their tiaras, so I'm excited about that.
Hey. What about you, Ray?
Sleep. I need sleep. My Fitbit is being like, hey, you're sleeping less than 4 hours a day. You should sleep. I'm like, how am I sleeping less than 4 hours a day? I'm going to bed at 11, sometimes 10:30. I wake up at 7:30. Why are you saying I only sleep for like 3 hours? So, rawr. Actually took a nap immediately after work and woke up disheveled and bedheaded at 7:30 to get ready. And then I'm going to work on some ATE prep.
It's your retirement game, right?
Maybe. It's not. If it's not this game, it is definitely the one after it. But it is, we are saying goodbye to at least two awesome characters that my character in play and out of play is very close to. So we're doing a Christmas in July theme for the food. I did get confirmation that there is a grill. I'm still not sure what is needed for the grill to make the grilling happen. At this point, I'm like, I could unhook the grill that we have never used that's on our back porch. I could unhook the padlock. And I could just take that with me as a backup little grill. but, yeah, so I'm trying to work that and making sure that everybody, I'm meeting everybody's dietary needs and what they will eat and not, yeah. And then maybe I'll work on some digital art to try. Dang it. I'm so frustrated with traditional, so one of my girlfriends recently just switched from digital to traditional, so maybe I should just do the switch the opposite way and go from traditional to digital for a while, just to clear the palate.
Oh, I should make a fruitcake. Oh, sorry.
That seemed random. For
the Christmas in July.
Yeah, just like, I don't have a particular thing. You guys don't have to do desserts. If you want to bring something, that's awesome. If not, that's awesome. If you want to bring something Christmassy for July, go for it. I'm still, personally, I'm pushing for grilled pineapple on that grill as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one of the people that's retiring is, like, my posse mate. Like, she's in my group that I'm in with in play, so I should make a fruitcake or something.
You should.
We have a really cool artwork that one of our group mates commissioned, where it's all of us. I'll see about posting it later. I gotta find the file. It's somewhere. But yeah, I shall be organizing my craft room yet again. How many times have I said that on this show? Like, how many? I think it's at least 4 or 5 times I've reorganized my craft room over the just catalog of episodes. At least this time it's in a completely different room. I just haven't been able to because my back, and every time I open a box, I'm like, I need a shelf for this. I don't have a shelf. It's very disheartening. But fun thing, I just got my new Nightmare Before Christmas crochet book. I pre-ordered it. So now I can make all the critters from Nightmare Before Christmas in crochet form.
So remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. Our next one will be on July 25th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to be talking about Ms. Marvel and the partition of India.
And
more history. Ha ha ha.
We're combining nerddom and history for super nerddom. It's wonderful. So please remember, in addition to the subs and bits that we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons, the greatest girlfriends on the internet. You can become a patron at www.patreon.com/grills. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
And another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. You can check out what topics we're going to do in the next month on our schedule below on our Twitch page. And if you're a patron, please, you can always suggest a topic for us. We will do it. We will take your topic and make it shine. So where can we find you on the interwebs?
I can be found at 9of12 on Twitter, and everything else at 9of12.com.
You can find me on Instagram under DappleDame.
And you can find me on Instagram under the name madcap_misc. That's MISC. And you can check out my website at madcapm.com. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
GG.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.